Thank you for joining us this morning. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And that's where we'll find God's list of people He wants us to learn from to encourage our faith. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse 5, will be our text this morning. Hebrews chapter number 11. Let's read one verse and we'll go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5 says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we need you this morning to teach us your word. Lord, by faith we trust you to speak to us. And Lord, I trust you to speak beyond my failings and beyond my unbelief, Lord. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God would be our teacher this morning. And Lord, we would be awake spiritually and ready, dear Lord, for what you have for us from your word. Lord, we thank you for these many examples of faith here in chapter 11. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that they were real people with real lives that lived in real days of struggle. And they weren't perfect, Lord. They weren't sinless. But, Lord, you worked in their lives in such a way that when they died, they received a good report because of their faith. Lord, help us, we pray, to be a people of faith as we seek to grow this year for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, last week we looked at Abel, the first person that God mentions in Hebrews chapter 11. Now tonight, this morning, we're looking at the second person. Now this is one of the shortest descriptions of the heroes of the faith in the Bible. And really, not much is said in Hebrews 11, not much is said in the book of Genesis, but what God does say is unbelievable. The Bible tells us this is one of the most amazing accounts of the life of a man of faith. You see, Enoch is one of the two people in the Bible that never died. Now, children, that means Enoch never died. He existed a long time ago, but when it came to the end of his life, God simply took him to heaven, straight to be with him. You see, the Bible tells us that Enoch was a man of faith. And it was almost as if one day Enoch was walking with God and he was a man of faith that grew in his faith, that grew to know God. And God said to Enoch, if you will, look, you are so close to me. You know me so well. Why don't you just come home? Because you're that close. Why don't you just come home to heaven so we can be with each other forever? You see, Enoch was a man of faith. The Bible tells us that he never died. He was translated. He was carried over from this world into the next that he should not see death. See, Enoch did not have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. He was a man of faith. And this morning we're going to learn some lessons from the life of Enoch. It's a short life. Not much mention, but what is mentioned is meant to help you and I to grow in our faith in 2016. Well, we're going to look at three things. First of all, we will see that Enoch pleased God. Secondly, we'll see that Enoch walked with God. And lastly, we'll see that Enoch went to God. Amen? Just to keep things simple. Notice there in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible tells us that Enoch was a believer that pleased God. Notice at the end of the verse number 5. The Bible says by faith at the beginning, and it says at the end of the verse, he pleased God. Now, Christian, have you ever asked the question, am I pleasing God? Amen. Now, we know that God's love never changes. Is that right? The Bible tells us that God's love is eternal, for God is love. He is love. And when we receive Him as our personal Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we can never lose our salvation. We can never sin in such a way that we lose our salvation, because we can't do anything to lose it, because we couldn't do anything to earn it. It is only Jesus Christ that can save the lost sinner. We know His love is always enduring. We know we are always loved by Him. But the question this morning is our life pleasing the one who loved us in return? Now, Enoch's life did. Why? Because he was a man of faith. The Bible says that he pleased God because he was a man of faith. Now, don't miss that important truth. And in fact, God sees fit to add verse 6 right here off the back of this man called Enoch. What does verse 6 say? One of our memory verses. Let's say it on 2. 1, 2. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. All right, let's stop there. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. What does that mean? Well, God wants us to know what pleases him. He wants us to know that if we are pleasing him, he wants us to be encouraged, and he wants us to know that it's only by faith that we can please God. And he also wants us to know if we are not living by faith, we are not pleasing God. We are not pleasing God. That doesn't mean we've lost our salvation. That doesn't mean we are not loved by God, but we are not pleasing God. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Now, we need to make something very clear this year, that trying harder is not the answer to yours and my lack of faith. That's not the answer. Faith is relying on God. That's what faith is. Faith isn't you and I saying, all right, this year I'm going to try harder in this thing called the Christian life. No, that's not going to get you and I anywhere. That's not going to please God. What pleases God is where our faith is at. Are we relying on Him for every need? Enoch was a man who did. He pleased God because he was a man of faith. Now, in order for us to please the Lord by faith, first of all, we need to trust in Him for salvation. We need to trust in Him for salvation. Look at verse number 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Look, we can't do anything to please God. We can't do anything in order to earn our way to heaven. Let me put it that way. There's no way you and I can do enough that our sins are forgiven because of our good works. The Bible says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. In order to have our sins forgiven, in order to be made right with God, we need to approach God believing in whom he says he is. That's the only way that we can be saved. That's the only way we can be forgiven. The Bible tells us who God is, does He not? The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, who came down to this wicked, sin-cursed earth, and there on that cross, He paid for our sins once and for all with His precious, holy blood. And Abel knew that. That's why when he offered that sacrifice, he was picturing the redemption that is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And without the shedding of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood on the cross, we would all be doomed to an eternal lake of fire, which is what we deserve. But thank God Jesus Christ paid the price. But in order for us to know what faith is, we need to believe in Christ for our salvation. We need to put our simple trust and confidence in Him, that He paid the price. He is able to save. He is able to keep us saved. And we repent of our sins and we ask Christ to forgive us once and for all. And the Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. That's the beginning of our faith. Let me ask you this morning, has there been a point in your life that you put your confidence and trust in Christ alone by faith to save you once and for all? Or were you trusting in something else? That's not faith. Trusting in ourselves is not faith. Trusting in our prayer that we pray to be saved is not faith. Trusting in Jesus Christ alone to save us forever That's faith. Amen? Christ alone. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Notice verse number 6 goes on. He must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, when it comes to our faith as Christians, we need to continue to believe that God is who he says he is for every other area of our Christian life. We need to believe that just like God has saved us and we put our simple trust in him, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As we seek the Lord, God will continue to bless us. As we continue to put our faith in him, we need to believe that God's way is right, that we simply need to rely on him, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's living by faith. Amen? Amen. Thinking the right thoughts about God. See, Enoch lived by faith. That's why he pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. In fact, without faith, what do? We offend God. The just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That's what God says. So where is our faith this morning? Now, if you are a Christian, where is your faith this morning? You see, so often we live in unbelief, just by simple fact of what we think about God. You might say, Pastor, I believe in the Lord, but yes, has that faith gone past your salvation? You see, the just shall live by faith. What is our thought life like when it comes to God? Have you ever thought in your Christian life that God doesn't love you anymore? My friends, that is an offensive thought towards God. Why? Because the Bible tells us that God's love never changes towards us. The Bible tells us that God always loves us. So when you and I think that God doesn't love me anymore, that is a lie. That is unbelief. That is offensive towards God. And yet we entertain those thoughts every day. You see, so often you and I live in unbelief. You know, so often we say to the Lord, Lord, why did you allow this into your life, into my life? Lord, if you are so good, why is this happening to me? And we blame God. And we look down on God. And we belittle God. And yet the Bible tells us in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good. God is always, 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 let me say again, always up to good in your life and mine. And if that's true, then why are we blaming God? Why are we complaining? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I complain. It's because of my unbelief in who God is. You see, so often, you and I as Christians, let's admit it, we live like the average atheist. That's how we live. We live like the atheist because we don't believe what God says about himself. And we blame God. We get angry with God. We turn away from God. We ignore God. We don't live by faith. And that's why the Lord has brought this theme to us this year. Because He wants to help us, amen? He wants to help me. He wants to help you to live by faith. What are you thinking about God this morning? What are your thoughts about the Lord? Sometimes we think, well, God isn't enough. I need more. I need more than God. Yet the Bible tells us that He is enough in our life. That He is enough. If all we have is the Lord Jesus Christ, we have everything we will ever need in Him alone. But that's not how we live, is it? Absolutely. I need more. I know that you and I, we oftentimes we have a shopping list. And we think, well, one day I'm going to have that and I'm going to be happy. Why? Because we think we need more than God. That's living in unbelief. God says, I'm enough for you. You just need to make me the center of your life and you will see. That's living by faith. Now, you see, Enoch, he did that. And you and I can too. You and I can please God by believing in who he says he is and living out the life of faith. Enoch is a wonderful example of a man of faith. And you know, it's not complicated, Christian. We complicate it. You know how complicated it is to live by faith? It's this complicated. We live by faith by trusting in the Lord the same way we got saved. We believed His word that He will save us. We believe that He died on the cross for our sins. We put our simple confidence in Him to save us when we call out to Him by faith, and He did, to live the Christian life. That's all we need to do. We need to trust in His word the same way we got saved, and believe that He'll do that in our family when we apply His word to our home. We believe He'll bless us in our witnessing when we trust in Him to give us strength. When we put God's word down into our lives and we believe it, then we're living by faith. Then we're pleasing God. You see, so often we think that doing things pleases God. Maybe you're here this morning and you would think, well, Pastor, I'm pleasing God because I'm in church. My friend, if that's what you think, you are wrong. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Just being in church doesn't please God. It does not. The question is, where is our faith when we're in church? Where is our faith? Let me ask you this morning, have you and I come to the house of God believing that Jesus Christ is present with us this morning? Often we don't. And it reflects in how we act. It reflects in how we dress. Amen. It affects in how we speak to one another. We don't believe the Lord's here. If we did, I tell you what, some of us would behave differently. Where is our faith? Do we believe that the church of the living God is the house of God, the pillar and ground of the truth, and when the preaching of the word goes forth beyond the preacher's frail weakness and his own unbelief and his ability, the Holy Spirit will work in your life, and God wants to tell you something important this morning for you and I to grow in this week? Do you believe that? Is that how you came to church this morning? Eager and hungry to hear from the living God? Amen. Or did you just come to church because it's Sunday? And that's what we as Christians do on Sunday. My friends, that doesn't please God at all. And so we need to understand what pleases God, don't we? Enoch pleased God. I don't please God, oftentimes. We're all made of the same stuff. So often we live in unbelief, don't we? Amen. Now, we're talking about the church. Listen, do you believe by faith that God, when He saved you, has a church for you to be in, and you are a body part for that church, and He has given you gifts and abilities to connect and join in and implant into that church for the work, the mission work of the gospel in that local New Testament church? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that God has a set place for you and a purpose for you, a place of service, a place of fulfillment, a place of joy, a place where you'll lead souls to Jesus Christ? That's faith. That's what God says. He says we are to be saved, baptized, added to the church, a part of the body functioning, working, reaching out and striving together for the faith of the gospel. Now, if that's true, then why are so few of us members of Coastline Baptist Church? Why are so few of us serving in this church? Why are so few of us willing to make this our home where we serve God together? Well, it's because we aren't living by faith. We're living the way we want to live. And friends, just being here doesn't please God. Just coming to the prayer meeting doesn't please God. We come to the prayer meeting believing that we are meeting with God. You see how easily we can leave God out of the picture, including myself? You know, sometimes I come to church just because it's Sunday and I'm the pastor. Amen? Aren't we all made of the same thing? Don't we all have a sinful flesh? Absolutely. Hasn't God told us about these ones in Hebrews chapter 11 that they were not sinless, but yet they lived by faith? Not by doing more, but by believing more, by trusting more. See, Enoch pleased God because he lived by faith. And it's a simple truth that we need to put down into our lives this morning. And you might say, Pastor, look, I'm just human. I just don't trust the Lord most of the time. Friends, that's not a good enough excuse. I'm just human. We need to admit our thought life and our thoughts about God and how we live for what they are. We are not just human, we are sinners. And we need to confess that unbelief as sin. And until we bring that to God and we say, Lord, forgive me for my unbelief, you and I can't grow by faith. It is sin to doubt God. It is sin not to believe in God. Have you seen this morning how weak and frail you and I are in our faith? Maybe when the banner went up, you thought, as some of us do, well, I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty faithful. In fact, that's not true at all. God is dealing with us down here, and He wants us to mature in our faith, to help us to grow. Do you believe, church family, that this is a theme from God for you? That's faith. That's believing in God, that He's going to do something special in my life, and He loves me. And He brought me here for a reason, and I need to take hold of God this year. And I want to live by faith in 2016. That's trusting in God. Let me encourage you. He's got a plan for Coastline Baptist Church. But let me encourage you to live by faith. Enoch pleased God. Now, what helped him to please God? How did he move along in his confidence and trust in the Lord? Well, we always need to look back at the book of Genesis when we look at these people in Hebrews 11, because Genesis tells us more about their lives. So come with me to chapter 5 and verse 24. All right, are you still with me this morning? Okay, everyone's still awake. I'm watching the time. Hebrews chapter 24. Excuse me, Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Apologies, Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24. See, Enoch pleased God by faith. What does the Bible tell us about Enoch in Genesis chapter 5? Let's read verse 24 out loud together, shall we? On two. One, two. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So Enoch pleased God. How did his faith develop? Second truth, Enoch walked with God. Enoch was not just a man of faith, he was a man that walked with God. What an example for you and I this morning. What an example to help us to understand what it means to live by faith. Faith doesn't just appear from anywhere, my friends. It doesn't just fall from the sky and somehow we have some charismatic experience and we roll around on the floor convulsing and suddenly we've got faith. No, my friends, the Bible tells us that in order for you and I to grow in our faith, we need to walk with God. Enoch walked with God. That's why he was a man of faith. Now think about this idea of walking with someone. It's not complicated. It's not a difficult idea to understand. Those of you who are married, you remember that day that you got married and you walked down the aisle together. And that was the start of your life of walking together. And perhaps, and I remember those first days, weeks, months of marriage, you may have done a lot of walking together. You know, before the kids came along, perhaps there was a lot more time to walk together. And maybe you held hands, amen? And you know, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with having kids, but families change when you have kids. And then you hold their hands. And you're walking together. But in a marriage, in the early days of marriage, and yes, we still should walk together and take some time together. That's important to work on our marriage. But when you walk together with someone, what are you doing? You're spending time with them. Is that right? You're spending close personal time with them alone. You are talking to one another. You are getting to know each other. You are spending intimate, personal, special time together. Why was Enoch a man of faith, brethren? The reason is loud and clear. Because he walked with the living God. And if you and I are going to be people of faith in 2016, we need to be sure to walk with the Lord. Now, how does God speak to us today? You can give me the answer. Speak to me this morning. How does God speak to us today? Through His Word. You see, we can't walk with God if we're not letting Him speak to us. If we're not opening His Word and saying, Lord, what do You want to say to me this morning? By the way, that's an act of faith. Believing that God's Word is what He says it is. The Word of God is quick, alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. God knows what needs to pierce our hearts every morning. God knows what we need to hear each day. The Bible tells us that this is not the word of man we hold in our hands this morning, my friends. This is the inspired, infallible Word of God. And when you and I open up the Word of God, we are not spending time in the Bible. We are not looking at pages that were printed in a far away country. Yes, they may be, but we are reading the very words of God.
Amen.
And He speaks to us through His divine Holy Word. Brethren, we can't spend time with God if we don't spend time in His Word. Being a Christian, living by faith, doesn't mean just you and I walking. That's not how it works. See, Enoch didn't just walk in any direction with anyone. He walked with God. Let me ask you this morning, are you walking with the Lord? I know sometimes we don't have our quiet time. It's true. But are you consistent, desiring to walk with God each day? Do you have a desire to spend time with the Lord, to allow Him to speak to you and I? That's how we grow in our faith. That's how we learn to trust in Him more. By simply walking with Him, spending personal time with Him, spending close time with Him. David said in Psalm 119, "Oh, how I love Thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Why did David love the Word of God? Because he knew it was God that was speaking. He didn't just love the words on a scroll. He loved God, the author of the Word. The one who speaks through His Word. That's when the Christian life gets exciting. When we realize, hey, this isn't just a book. This is God's love letter to me. And He supernaturally speaks to me every day. He desires to. He wants to. What a thought. Walking with God. Do we speak to God? God speaks to us through His Word, but do we speak to God? That's how we walk with someone. Look, if you're in a relationship, if you husband and wife and you're walking together and there's only one person doing the speaking, amen? It's not a relationship. It's not going to work very well. God speaks to us. We need to listen, absolutely. But then God wants us to speak to Him. That's what prayer is. You might be here this morning, you might say, Pastor, I don't know what to say in prayer. Look, I don't come to Wednesday night prayer meeting because I don't know what to say. To be honest, I don't know what words to say. Can I encourage you? Can I encourage you to walk with God? If you spend time in His Word, you'll have a lot to say to the Lord. There'll be much to say. God shows us our sins. And there'll be some sins to confess. That's something to pray, is it not? Absolutely. Sometimes we go days, weeks, even months without confessing any sin. And we wonder why our lives are so dry spiritually. Why we feel so far from God. When we're meant to be walking with Him. If we spend time in His Word, we'll see some wonderful promises that God wants us to claim by faith and say, yes, Lord, I believe You can do the miraculous and You still do the miraculous. And Lord, I believe if I simply trust in You, You can do the miraculous in my life. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, forgive me. Help me to trust. Now, Lord, I'm going to put that promise down into my life. There'll be a lot to say to God if we simply spend time in His Word. But do we? There'll be examples to follow. Enoch. Amen? Enoch. Abel, so far. We've looked at them. Examples to follow. Who does God want me to follow in the Christian life? There'll be commands to obey. There'll be things to be thankful for. We can just pray and say, thank You, Lord. We can just praise Him. You see, there's a lot to say to God when we allow God to speak to us. How do we walk with God? We spend time with Him, alone, together. He speaks to us through His Word. We speak to Him in prayer. That's a relationship with God. Now, Enoch was a man that pleased God because by faith he walked with God. That's what God expects us to do. That's what God desires us to do, to walk with Him. Now, is it simple or is it complicated? It's simple. It's simple. Thank God the Christian life is simple, amen? Thank God it's not complicated. Thank God each one of us can do what God says for us to do, to live by faith, and He gives us Enoch as an example. Why? Because we can live like Enoch. We can. We can please God. We can walk with God. But are we willing to? Will we make a choice to walk in a greater way with the Lord? I trust you will this year. I trust you'll walk with the Lord. Now listen, if we don't want to walk with someone, there's a problem, isn't there? Let's think about that for a second before we move on to our last point. If we don't want to walk with someone, why wouldn't we want to do that? Because there's some conflict there. Is that correct? Yeah. There's some distance there because there's a disagreement. Right? Now, if we're not having a good relationship with someone, we're going to avoid them. Is that correct? There's a conflict. There's a disagreement. There's a problem there. There's a fracture in our relationship. So we keep our distance. Hold on a second. What does that say about our relationship with God? If we are not desiring to spend time with God and speak to Him and spend time in His Word, then there's a problem there. And we know that our relationship with God is not like our relationship with someone who's sinful and wrong. And maybe they need to apologize, and we do too. No, that's not what God is saying. Enoch walked with God and God was right all the time. My friends, God is sinless. So when you and I don't walk with God, whose problem is it? It is ours, and my friends, it is a faith problem. We have something against God. Maybe there's a wrong thought that needs to be confessed. Maybe there's a wrong attitude. Because what happens when we are angry with God, my friends, we don't spend time in the Word of God. Let's be honest. When we're blaming God for the problems in our life, we keep our distance from God, we keep our distance from church, we keep our distance from God's people. Why? Because there's a conflict. And it's a faith issue. It's not that's just where I'm at the moment. No, it's a faith issue. And we need to deal with that problem by faith. We need to come back to the Lord. And maybe God is speaking to your heart this morning and He's saying, Christian, I want you to come back to me, but there needs to be a little bit of confessing first. There needs to be a little bit of confessing and saying, I'm sorry, Lord, for keeping my distance from you, because I've been thinking ill of you. I've been despising you in my heart. I've been trusting in myself. And Lord, I don't really believe, to be honest, that you are all I need. Help my unbelief. Forgive me. And then allow the Lord to pick you back up and walk again with Him. One step at a time. Amen? See, walking with God is a faith issue. It is a faith issue. Now, if we believe who God says He is, let me tell you what. Just a glimpse. Amen? Just a lightning bolt of truth will cause you and I to get excited about reading our Bibles again. Amen? If we believe who He says He is. Let me encourage you to come back tonight as we look at the miracles of Christ. Amen? They reveal who Christ is. They reveal what Christ can do. But let me encourage you, if we're not walking with God, there's an issue to be dealt with. It's a faith issue. Enoch walked with God. Enoch pleased God. What a wonderful God we have. How wretched and sinful and despicable you and I are as Christians. Not talking to the lost this morning. As Christians. So often we live in unbelief, and God in His graciousness still wants to take us by the hand. He still wants to walk with us. He is always ready to forgive us. But it's like His arm is outstretched and He's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Are you willing to take the Lord's hand again? Are you willing to walk with the Lord? What an amazing thing that when we walk with the Lord, God gives us fullness of joy. In fact, He allows it to be so that when we walk with Him, that's what brings joy to the Christian life. That's what brings fulfillment to our lives. If we're empty this morning, it's because we're not walking with God. Psalmist says in Psalm 16, verse 11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy." In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there's the hand, amen. There's the hand. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You know when I feel empty inside? It's when I'm not walking with God. When I've stopped praying. When I'm just doing repetitious things, thinking that those things will please God, when they don't. Because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Enoch pleased God. Enoch walked with God. And thirdly, and this is amazing, Enoch was so close to God by faith that God one day said to him, "Enoch, why don't you just come home right now?" And the Bible says, there in the book of Genesis, God took him. Amen? What a wonderful verse to preach at a funeral. God took him. God didn't kill him. God took him. God said, "Come up to be with me. Come home, believer. Come home, my son. Come home, Enoch." So Enoch went home to be with the Lord. And brethren, don't we need to be reminded this morning that this world is not our home, and one day our home will be with God forever and ever. Amen?
Amen.
So then who are we walking with? Who are we trusting in? We're going home, brethren. If you're saved, we're going home. We're on our way home. In fact, Enoch pictures what the Bible tells us about the catching up of God's people before the great tribulation.
Amen.
You see, Enoch was a man that lived in troubled times. Enoch was the grandfather of Noah. Enoch gave birth, Enoch's wife. We know he was married. All right, there's a sudden awkward point. Enoch had a son. He was married. I didn't plan to say this, but husbands and wives, that means we can walk with God in our marriages. Don't use that Bible verse as an excuse that when you get married, your cares are towards your wife, therefore you cannot walk with God anymore. Absolutely not. That's not what God is saying. It's just a difference of priority and direction. Now, Enoch walked with God. He was married. He had a son called Methuselah. Amen? And if we will look into the scripture, in fact, it tells us that from the point where Methuselah was born, that's when Enoch walked by faith. And how many of us know, as parents, God uses our children to help us to trust in Him more? There's another side point. All right, that was for free. And Enoch lived in wicked days. Methuselah, Noah. And in Noah's day, what did God say? God said that there is no one that has clean thoughts. The thoughts of their heart are only evil continually. And only Noah and his family were spared. Can you imagine how wicked that day was becoming? Can you imagine how wicked the people were? You might think today is bad. Noah's day was far worse, my friend. Because we're still here. And God is still long-suffering. But in Noah's day, you know what God said? God said, "I've had enough." And maybe you're a Christian here this morning and you might say, "Well, Pastor, to be honest, I just want out of here. I can't walk with God. I hate this world." Well, you ought to hate sin, but God loves sinners and He left us here for a purpose to reach sinners like you and I that need to get saved.
Amen.
We can walk with God in an evil day. Amen?
Amen.
We can.
Absolutely.
But you see, one day the Lord is coming back. One day the Bible tells us that the trump shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise, and they which are alive and remain, you and I, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's what the Bible says is the event called the catching up of God's people, His bride, the church, caught away to be with the Lord. And that can happen at any minute. Now, Enoch's example is a picture of the rapture. He didn't die. He didn't pass through the valley of the shadow of death. God took him. My friend, what an exciting reminder that any moment the Lord Jesus Christ can come. This may be our last church service. You may not even make it to the car to turn the air conditioning on before the rapture takes place. Amen? By the way, the temperature up there will be much better than down here. Amen? This world is not our home. And Enoch reminds us that, well, we're going to be with the Lord. So then let's spend time with Him now. Amen? Let's spend time getting to know the Lord now. Let's walk with Him today and experience the heavenly joys in a corrupt and sinful world because we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Enoch walked with God and God took him. Back in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible uses the word translated. A different word than we use today in our modern English. This word translated means to carry over. You and I might think of languages, but God is using the word here to describe that God carried Enoch over from this earth into the heavenlies. God carried Enoch from this world into the next world to carry over, to transport. And that's what will take place at the rapture. That's what will take place when God comes for His own. The Lord Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So one day, the one whom we are walking with is going to say, come home. I want you to come home. Do we need any more encouragement to walk with the Lord this week? I think we've got it. Amen? Enoch pleased God by faith. Enoch's faith grew because he walked with God. And then thirdly, Enoch went home to God. What a brief but powerful example for us to look up to and follow. Let's live by faith in 2016, church family. Amen? Let's learn from Enoch's example. Just in closing, let me just ask a few questions. Are you pleasing God? But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Let me ask you this morning, has there been a point in your life where you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation? For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Not believe the words of the pastor, but the Word of God. Not believe in the prayer that someone prayed for me while I closed my eyes and repeated those words. No, I believe who Jesus Christ said He is, and I claimed Him as my own Savior forever. Have you come to God and believed in Him as He is? Have you been saved? Not by an experience, not by some sort of a feeling. Have you put your confidence in Christ alone to save you? Now, if you have, Christian, are we trusting Him in our lives the same way we got saved? Is He to you a rewarder of them that diligently walk and seek Him and walk with Him? Do you believe He is? Or are there some sins of unbelief to confess? Some sins of conflict and doubt and unbelief and just keeping God at a distance because we've stopped trusting in His Word now. And we're walking on our own. God is there, but we've stopped walking with Him. Are you walking with God in His Word, in prayer? Is that relationship close? Look, all of us this morning have something to confess. So let's allow the Lord to deal with us. Amen? And let's go from this place to walk with the Lord this week. Jesus Christ is coming again. And He said this in the book of Luke. I'll close with this statement. The Lord said, in the book of Luke, He said, when the Son of Man cometh, will He find people in church? No. Will He find You and I trying to keep a set of rules? Will he find people that just look good on the outside? No, the Lord said, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith on the earth? And I believe that is an open book question. And it's up to you and I whether we will live by faith. If you're saved, you're going home to be with the Lord. But when you go home to be with the Lord, will he say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. The just shall live by faith.